弟兄姐妹，大家平安。
Peace be with everyone。
很高兴能够回到我们这里来跟大家一起来聚会敬拜神。
I'm very glad to be able to return here to worship God together with all of you。
小弟过去这一个多月总会安排到南美洲巴西跟巴拉圭去探访我们那里的教会跟信徒。
This past 1.5 months, I have been sent by USGA to South America, Brazil, to visit the members there.
所以幸好好长一段时间没有跟大家一起在这边聚会敬拜神。
And it's been a while since I've worshipped God here with everyone.
能够回到这里来，觉得非常的感谢主。
I thank God that I can return here.
我们在这里聚会敬拜神，真的是神的恩典，因为我们在这里有很好的环境。弟兄姐妹能够一起同心的来兴旺福音。
And it's truly the grace of God that we can gather here to worship, and with this good environment.
那今天晚上小弟要用从约西亚王来学习复兴信仰的方法。
Tonight I'd like to share with you on the method of revival of faith, Joash's method of revival of faith.
这是要根据我们的读经进度列王记下22章开始。来谈谈这个主题。
And this topic will be discussed from the perspective of 2 Kings chapter 22.
我们从五月份开始，教会的读经都在读列王记。
Starting from May, we have been reading the Kings.
那到下星期一就要把列王记上下读完了。
Next Monday, we will finish reading 1 and 2 Kings.
那如果我们能够仔细的从这个每一个王里面去学习他所留下给我们的教训，我们的信仰一定会非常的活泼有力。
If we carefully read how each the teachings that the kings each king has taught us, then we will learn how to build a strong faith.
那我们的信仰生活也会非常的警醒。
And our spirituality will be one that is awake.
我们会很注意我们的生活。
We'll be careful about our lifestyles.
我们所做的是神眼中看为正的事，还是神眼中看为恶的事呢？
Are the deeds that we do things that are considered righteous or evil by God?
因为列王记这是以色列国度的历史。
Because the kings records the history of the Israelites.
这个历史是后来的作者他对每一个王所做的评价。
And the first and second kings, in first and second kings, the author gives each king
his 他一生的这个总结啊，在这个作者眼中是好还是坏
？An overview of whether or not the king is a good king or a bad king in the eyes of the author.
那基本上他的标准就是以大卫王为准的。
And he puts David as the standard.
所以。如果是个好王，通常都会写说他是行神眼中看为正的事，效法他的祖先大卫一切所行的。
If the king is a good king, the author would write, he followed the steps of his ancestor David, and he was deemed good in the eyes of God.
那如果是恶王，他通常都会写他行神眼中看为恶的事。
If the king was evil, then the author would write, he did evil in the eyes of God.
那特别都会强调。他行尼巴的儿子耶罗波安所犯的那个罪。
And he would especially emphasize that the king committed the sins of Jeroboam, the son of Nebat.
那这个就是特别在记录北国有以色列国的时候，特别会描述的一个用语。
And this comment is especially given to kings of Israel.
那如果是对于犹大国的恶王呢，就是不好的王呢，他会写。他是效法他的外邦然后效法北国以色列国耶罗波安所行的一切事。
Concerning the bad kings or the evil kings of Judah, the author would write that he followed in the footsteps of the Gentiles or the kingdom of Israel.
那所以我们读了这一段历史，即将要完成到这个犹大国的历史最后期。就出现了一个约西亚王。
And towards the ending of the kings and of the kingdom of Judah, there's a king who appeared named Joash.
那这个约西亚王是一个很特殊的人物。
Josh was a very special person.
我们从今天的二十二章开始到二十三章，到最后结束犹大国的结束，他们的一切都跟约西亚王有关系。
From chapter 22 to 23 and to the end of the second Kings, is all related to King Joash.
因为最后的王啊，都是这个灭国那个时候的王，就是约西亚的儿子。
Because the last king who reigned was Joash's son.
那约西亚做王之后的大概二十几年，他的国家就灭了。
22 years after Joash's reign, his kingdom ended.
那所以，但是他在这个犹大国要灭亡以前出现的这个王，他做了一个非常彻底的信仰的改革。
But 22 years before the end of the kingdom of Judah, this king made a thorough revival.
那所以这个约西亚王他所做的一切呢，啊，让我们看到这个一个国家一个信仰在灭亡之前最后所发出的一线光辉，让我们看到他到底做哪些事情，试着要挽回这个国家，但是事实上是无法挽回的。
Everything that Joash did acted as a light at the end of a dark reign, but everything he did was in vain.
因为在他前面的有一个王马拿西王，他做了太多恶事，让神的怒气没有办法收回。
Because the king before him named Manasseh did too many evil things for God's wrath to subside.
哦，那因为约西亚王这个王他的出现早在三百年前。啊，神就借着先知预言过的。
And Joash's appearance was prophesied 300 years before him.
啊，所以列王记上的第十三章，我们现在你看列王记上十三章。
Let's turn to 1 Kings chapter 13.
列王记上十三章，这是耶罗波安啊，他刚刚统治以色列国的时候，他做了恶事啊，私自设了金牛犊跟秋坛，引诱百姓犯罪。
Chapter 13 records the evil doings of King Jeroboam when he first reigned, that he set golden oxen and set high altars for the Israelites to turn away from God.
第十二章列王记上的十二章就很清楚的描述当时候耶罗波安所犯的罪是哪一些。
Chapter 12 carefully records the sins of Jeroboam.
他当时候出于他自己的私心。怕以色列百姓跑到圣殿里面去敬拜神，然后离开他。
He feared in his heart that the people of Israel would turn away from him to return and worship in the temple of God.
所以他在但跟伯特利设了两只金牛犊。
So he set two golden calves in Bethel and Dan.
然后在那里私自设立祭司，定节期。
And he held feasts and festivals and priests in those areas.
他在这个金牛犊的地方又特别设立了秋坛，又建为了他的这个信仰所设立的殿。
He set up altars and temples in the areas where he set up golden calves.
好，那是在十二章的第十三节啊，三十一节那里说他在秋坛那里建殿，所以撒玛利亚有一个他们的自己所谓的圣殿。
He in verse 31 it says that he made shrines on the high places.
好，那到了第十三章，神就派了一个从南边犹大国派了一个神人啊，去向耶罗波安发预言。
And in chapter 13, a man of God was sent from Judah to Bethel by the word of the Lord.
其实是要提醒他要回头的。
This is to remind Jeroboam to turn back.
第二章啊，第二节我们先看。
Let's look at verse 2.
请读第二节。
Verse 2. Then he cried out against the altar by the word of the Lord and said, O altar, altar, thus says the Lord, Behold, a child, Josiah by name, shall be born to the house of David, and on you he shall sacrifice the priests of the high places who burn incense on you, and men's bones shall be burned on you.
这一节圣经呢，就是当时候啊，这位神人呢，他特别奉神的命啊所说的话。
These words were especially sent by God through the mouth of his prophet.
在大卫家要生个儿子，名叫约西亚。
There shall be a child born from the house of David.
他要把秋坛的祭司在上面烧香的这些所谓的祭司呢，杀在这个坛上面，然后要把这个一些死人的骨头呢，也烧在这个坛上面。
He shall sacrifice the priests of high places who burn incense on you, and men's bones shall be burned on you.
290年之后，这个预言就实现了。
290 years later, this prophecy was fulfilled.
290年之后，其实北国以色列国早就灭亡了。
But 290 years later, Israel was no longer there.
那所以列王记下23章呢，他就很清楚的特别交代说，在伯特利的这个坛呢，他破坏毁灭，就是照着神人所说的，所预言的。
And those years later, the altar was destroyed according to this prophecy.
那个是在列王记下23章里面，从第15节我们就看到这段描述。
And this was recorded in 2 Kings, chapter 23, verse 15.
那这个在说明约西亚王他的出现是在神的预言底下，照神的旨意出现的。
And here tells us that Josiah was born according to the will of God through prophecy.
那约西亚王他在22章的地方特别说他8岁的时候就登基做王。
And in chapter 22, it tells us that Josiah was 8 years old when he became king.
那约西亚王做王的时候就是公元前640年到609年。
And when Josiah reigned as king from
640到609。
640 to 690.
那因为他做王31年。
He reigned as king for 31 years.
那他八岁是还很小啊，他是一个小朋友的时候就当王了。
And when he became king, he was still a child.
为什么
？Why？
是因为他的父亲亚门呢，他离弃神，行神眼中看为恶的事，被他的臣仆背叛杀了。
Because his father did evil in the eyes of God, and he was murdered by his followers.
所以21章的第23节特别说，亚门王的臣仆背叛他，在王宫杀了他。
And in chapter 21, verse 23, it says that the son of Ammon conspired against him.
但是24节，这些国民就杀了那些背叛亚门王的人，就立他的儿子耶西亚，接续他做王。
And the people of the land executed all who had conspired against Ammon, and the people made his son Josiah king in his place.
所以约西亚当王他是在这个混乱的时代里面被永立为王的。
And so King Josiah became king in this chaotic period.
那他一当王，他当王当了31年，其实他死的时候只有39岁。
He reigned for 31 years, and he was actually only 39 when he passed away.
但是他是整个犹大国在灭亡前的唯一的好王。
But he was the only king who was a good king, towards the ending of the kingdom of Judah.
他在第二节特别说他是行神眼中看为正，行主大卫一切所行的不偏左右的王。
And it says in verse 2 that he did what was right in the sight of the Lord and walked in all the ways of his father David.
那约西亚他能够行神眼中看为正为善的事情，其实跟他周围的这些臣仆、先知、祭司是有关系的。
And the reason why that Josiah was able to walk in the ways of his father and did good in the eyes of God was because of the priests and his servants.
我们想想看，一个八岁的孩子，他当王，他应该什么？他应该不会懂很多很多事情。
A child who became king at 8 would not have known much.
就像之前的约阿施王，他7岁的时候也是当王。
And also the king Joash, he became king at 7.
他7岁当王，他主要的辅佐人就是当时的大祭司耶和耶大。
And his most faithful servant was Jehoiada, the high priest.
那所以因为有这个大祭司在帮助他，所以那个约押师王他在年轻的时候真的是很敬畏神，也是一个好王。
Because Jehoiada was aiding him at his young age, Joash became a good king at his young age.
那所以通常一个孩子还小的时候，他能够行神眼中看为善为正的事，跟他周围辅佐他长大人是有绝对关系的。
And for a child to be able to walk in the way of the Lord has direct relationship with the adults around him.
这样的一个事情这样一个道理，其实我们今天做父母亲的，我们都可以了解。
And we know this truth as parents.
我们孩子要能够将来能够行神眼中看为正的事，或者离弃神，就看我们做父母亲的怎么样来教导他，来遵守神的律法。
And if our child walks in the way of the Lord or walks away from the way of the Lord, has direct relationship with how the parent raises him.
看我们做父母亲在带领的人，他怎样来调整他的思想观念，让他能够在这个充满诱惑的时代里面啊，能够抵抗得住，而且能够对神忠心啊，能够遵行神的律法。
It depends on whether or not the parent or caretaker can teach the child to walk in the way of the Lord and against the secular tide.
那当时候，我们在看当时候约西亚王的时代，其实他的信仰的环境也是非常恶劣的。
And we see that in the time of Josiah, the environment of faith was very chaotic.
因为他的父亲跟他的祖父啊，就是把整个国家真的完全带向崇拜偶像，而且大大的亵渎了神的圣殿。这两个王。
Because his father and his grandfathers both led the people to stray away from God and profane the temple of God.
那当时候。整个的信仰的，当时百姓的信仰，如果我们看先知书里面所描述的，就会更清楚，当时神是怎么样对百姓发怒的。
If we read the prophets, we can clearly see how God's anger burned against His people.
因为列王记里面他所记载的，基本上都是从政治的角度里面去看这些王他们到底做了什么事。
Because First Kings explores the history from a political aspect.
但是有关于信仰的部分，我们可以从历代志里面以及先知书里面去看到一些详细的内容。
But from the spiritual aspect, we can discover the spiritual aspect from the chronicles and from the prophets.
跟约西亚王大概同一个时期的那些先知啊，我们读过的哈巴谷先知就是其中的一个。
Habakkuk was one of the prophets of Josiah's time.
西番雅先知是跟约西亚王是有血统关系的。
And Zephaniah was related to Joash by blood.
我们读过西番雅书，西番雅书第一章一开头就写西番雅这个先知其实就是西西家王的玄孙，就是他的第五代。他其实是跟约西亚王是同样一个王族的血统。
The first verse in Zephaniah tells us that he was of the fifth.Generation after Hezekiah and related by blood to Josiah.
所以西番雅先知那个时候，其实我们读过的，你如果回去看一看西番雅书所写的，我们就会发现当时候百姓的信仰到底是怎么样堕落的。
And we can see how weak the faith of the Israelites was through the book of Zephaniah.
然后在耶利米书里面一开头特别强调说耶利米先知。是在约西亚王十三年的时候蒙召做先知的。
And in the book of Jeremiah, it tells us that he became prophet in the 13th year of Josiah.
所以也就是说，约西亚王他当王的时间是耶利米先知，他很多次的来宣告神的信息。来警告百姓要回转归向神。
In the time of Josiah, the prophet Jeremiah repeatedly warned the people to return back to God.
一直预言将来会有灭亡的这个事情会有这个强大的巴比伦要来毁灭整个国度。
He prophesied of the great destruction by the kingdom of Babylon.
那个时候我们在读列王记的时候，特别到第二十二章，我们读到了一个女先知叫做富勒大。
And in 2 Kings chapter 22, we read about a prophetess.
我们现在看列王记下22章的第14节。
Let's read 2 Kings chapter 22, verse 14.
这里提到了一个女先知叫做富勒大，她是掌管礼服沙龙的妻啊。
Her name was Huldah, and she was the wife of Shalom, the son of Tikva.
那这个女先知啊，她。这可应该是当时候对约西亚王有很多影响力的人。
This woman had a great effect over Josiah.
因为她是在圣殿里面掌管礼服，就是应该是祭司立位人的系统在那里服侍神的人。
And she dwelt with the prophets and worked in the temple.
那特别说，你看她当时候约西亚王派的这些。他的臣仆要求问神的时候，就是找这个女先知问的。
At the time when Josiah asked his prophets to ask of the Lord, they went to seek this prophetess.
那所以 我们看当时候约西亚王他周围的这些人呢，基本上他们都对神有一颗敬畏的心的。
And basically, the people around Josiah had a heart of reverence toward God.
那他们也跟着啊，就是辅佐这个王啊，带来了一次很重要的信仰复兴。
They supported the king in his great spiritual revival.
那这个王他后来啊，当然他死的时候死的是啊，在战场上被杀的。
And in the end, he was killed in the battlefield.
但其实他的死亡啊，是他自己去找的。
But he was the one who sought his own death.
本来他是不应该死的。
He was not supposed to die there.
那可是他因为执意要做他自己想要做的事情，所以他就这样子灭亡。
But because he intentionally wanted to do what he wished, he died there.
所以约西亚王他的整个一生呢，其实也是啊，充满很多的传奇性的。就是说他是很特殊的，出生跟死亡都是啊，跟别人不一样的。
So Josiah was a very special character, and his birth and his death was very different from the others.
那我们今天晚上要来看看他所带出来的啊，这很重要的信仰的改革。
And tonight we will study his great spiritual revival.
他虽然后来不久他的国家就灭亡。
Even though not long after his kingdom was destroyed.
可是他所做的事情，他当时候所留下的这个榜样，却是我们今天在读历史的时候，我们应该要学习到的精华。
And the example that he left behind is one that we should learn from.
我们今天要怎么样让我们的信仰真的能够进行一次改革，然后重新的回到神面前呢？
How can we truly reform our faith to bring ourselves back to God?
我们如果从约西亚他最后所留下来这一些榜样去学习，我们一定可以让我们的信仰再一次的重新得力。
If we can truly learn from Josiah's example, then we will truly revive our faith.
那从因为列王记下二十二章所记载的事迹呢，跟历代志下三十四章很类似。
The recording of 2 Kings chapter 22 is very similar to 2 Chronicles chapter 34.
那所以我们在读历史的时候啊，有时候读到犹大王的历史，在列王记里面，一定要去一起看历代志里面所做的描述。
So when we read about the kings in 2 Kings, we must make reference to the historical recordings in Chronicles.
因为历代志的作者他用信仰的角度，从宗教信仰的方面去看这个王所做的事。
Because in Chronicles, the author looks at the historical records through the aspect of through spiritual aspect.
那有关于这个犹大国最后的这段历史呢，我们也一定要参考耶利米书里面所描述的。
And concerning the latter reign of the ending of the kingdom of Judah, we must also refer to the book of Jeremiah.
那我们在八月份、九月份的时候开始读耶利米书的时候，我们就会看到更详细的有关于犹大国亡国前的这一段历史。
In August and September, when we begin reading the book of Jeremiah, we will have a thorough understanding of the reign of the kings.
我们现在请看历代志下三十四章。
Let's turn to 2 Chronicles chapter 34.
历代志下三十四章。
2 Chronicles chapter 34.
请看第三节。
Verse 3.
请读第三节。
Verse 3. For in the eighth year of his reign, while he was still young, he began to seek the God of his father David. And in the 12th year, he began to purge Judah and Jerusalem of the high places, the wooden images, the carved images, and the molded images.
然后第四节。
Verse 4. They broke down the altars of the Baals in his presence, and the incense altars which were above them he cut down. And the wooden images, the carved images, and the molded images he broke in pieces, and made the dust of them who scattered it on the graves of those who had sacrificed to them.
好，那这第三节特别说，他在做王第八年，就是他十六岁的时候，他还尚且年幼，他就会懂得寻求他主大卫的神。
It tells us that here in the eighth year of his reign, when he was 16 and still at a young age, he began to seek the God of his father.
他能够带起信仰复兴的起头，就是他虽然年幼，可是他就懂得要去寻求神。
And the initial point of why he was able to lead a reformation is because he knew how to seek God.
他的上两代，他的父亲跟他的祖父都是行神眼中看为恶的王啊，就是做很多坏事的王。
Two generations before him, his father and also his grandfather did evil in the eyes of God.
那个神的殿里面充满偶像。
The temple of God was filled with all idols.
那其实那个时候的百姓是又拜真神又拜偶像的。
The Israelites worshipped the living God, but they also worshipped idols.
所以神的殿里面已经是不单纯的只有敬拜这个独一真神了。
So this temple was not solely for worshipping the true God.
从以前所罗门王开始所留下的那些外邦偶像的这些庙就充满在犹大国各地方了。
The idols that had been there since the reign of King Solomon stayed there.
那现在这个时候，这个约西亚王，他在16岁的时候，他做王第八年，他就开始要去寻求神。
But Josiah, from the eighth year of his reign, began to seek God.
这我们就看到说，他当时候是一个青少年的时期。
And we know that he was in his youth.
那十几岁的孩子，通常他这个心智还不是很成熟。
And usually a teen is not very immature.
可是他却会认为他自己已经很不错了。
But he will think that he is pretty good.
也就是说，身体上可能是像大人一样，但是在心智上其实还是年幼。
Physically he may be adult, but in his heart he is still a child.
圣经特别强调说，在这种情况下，约西亚就懂得要寻求神。
But the Bible tells us that Josiah knew how to seek God.
这个神是他祖先大卫的神。
This God was the God of his father David.
也就是说，他会懂得去看他的祖先所留下的这个美好的榜样。
He understood how to look at the great example of his fathers.
他所寻求的神真的是完全正直的，是真的他们所有百姓的王的神。
And the God that he sought after is truly the one and only King and the King of all the Israelites.
他虽然年幼，可是他当时候已经可以懂得分辨，他所寻求的不是他的父亲亚门或者是他祖父马拿西的神了。
He knew how to discern at a young age that he was not seeking the gods of his father Ammon or his grandfather, but he was seeking the living God.
他所寻求的是大卫的神。
He sought after the God of David.
那大卫的神，我们在查考大卫的历史的时候，我们都知道神是怎么样去帮助大卫，神是怎么样去怜悯他、施慈爱给他的。
And we know when we're studying the reign of David, how the Lord showed mercy on David and guided him.
那所以这个大卫的神对当时候的约西亚王来说是非常的重要。
So the God of David was very important in the heart of Josiah.
那他有这样一颗心，想要去认识这位神。
Since he had the heart to want to know this God,
表示说，今天我们要复兴信仰的起头，其实就是要懂得去寻求这位创造天地万物独一的真神。
It tells us that the initiative we must take in seeking God is,
这位神是又公义又慈爱的。
This God is God who is merciful and righteous.
这位神是懂得，是值得我们全心全意去跟从、去敬拜的。
He is worthy of our following of and of our worship.
一个人如果能够所行所为能够符合这位神的心意，那么这个人就一定是蒙福，而且一定会大大的兴旺起来。
If a man walks according to the will of God, then he will prosper and he will be blessed.
那这个，所以你看，今天我们如果懂得来寻求这位神呢？
If we understand how to seek this God,
其实就是我们能够真的领受神的恩惠的起头。
Then it is the starting point of blessings from Him.
那从约西亚他年幼的时候就懂得寻求神，也让我们了解到说，我们今天要教导我们的下一代，他们寻求神、认识神，一定要从小就开始。
From studying Josiah, we learn that we must teach our children from young to seek the Lord.
因为这个青少年的阶段，他们就在寻求他们人生的方向。他们在确定他们人生观的这个关键时期。
Because a child in his teens is at his critical point of searching for the meaning of life.
我们的做父母亲的一定要在我们的孩子的信仰上好好的下功夫。
We must spend effort and time on teaching our children in this period.
会懂得寻求神之后。
Once we know how to seek the Lord.
我们从第三十四章的第三节看到说，到了他十二年的时候，也就是说他二十岁，他 就开始洁净犹大和耶路撒冷，来除掉丘坛木偶，把一些偶像都除了。
And in verse 3, when it says, in his 8th year of his reign, he began to destroy the idols and wooden images.
所以第二步他所做的就是除偶像。
And the second step he took was to destroy the idols.
那这个偶像就是当时候在神的殿里面，在犹大国，在以色列国，在当时候的以色列全境充满偶像。
And at that time, the temple of the Lord and the whole land of Israel was filled with idols.
那他这个除偶像的过程在历代志他并没有写得很详细，但是在列王记二十三章就写得很详细的。
In Chronicles, it does not record very detailedly this destruction of idols, but in 2 Kings, it does.
哦，所以第二十三章我们仔细的看，会看到他到底是怎么样不但只是在他自己的犹大国，甚至跑到北方的以色列国去把那些偶像都除了。
So in 2 Kings chapter 23, we see in detail how Josiah destroyed idols not only in the kingdom of Judah, but also in the northern kingdom of Israel.
那我们今天你看到他要复兴信仰，他一定要把这个偶像除掉的。
And in order to revive the spirituality, he must destroy these idols.
为什么这个偶像会让人会造成这个信仰的堕落呢？
Why are idols detrimental to faith?
因为偶像其实是一些人所雕刻的东西，是人做的。
Because idols are carved by human beings.
那为什么这些人所造的东西会有这个影响力？
How can objects carved by human beings have such a profound effect?
啊，其实是因为这个魔鬼啊，这个邪灵就是透过这个人造的偶像，当人的心不认识神的时候，利用这个东西啊，这个物质的东西，来让人离开神，看到所追求就是这些物质的东西。
It is because while men do not seek God, evil spirits and Satan take this opportunity to draw them away to idols.
所以，当时候很多人他们在拜当时候那个巴利或者是亚瑟啦这些外邦的偶像，他们一定会感受到，哎，好像这个偶像还蛮灵的。
So when the Gentiles are constructing idols of Baal and Asherah, they will see that they will think that these idols have great power.
就好像我们今天在这个社会里面，有一些其他信仰的人，他们有的人也对他们的信仰很有体验的。
And it's the same for us today. We see that people of other faiths have a great experience.
所以有些人也认为说，他所拜的神是真的啊。
So they will believe that their God is true.
但其实我们从圣经里面所告诉我们的这个独一神的观念，以及我们今天在信仰里面所体验到的，我们了解这个背后它的力量的来源、能力是从哪里来，我们就可以了解了。
But from the Bible and the concept of one living, one true God, we know where this power comes from.
我们并不是说因为我们比较聪明，或者是说我们比较有智慧，所以我们可以看出这样一个事实。
It is not because we are smarter than them or more wise than them that we can see this truth.
其实是因为神拣选我们。
It is because God has chosen us.
神把他的恩典，他向我们显现，让我们可以了解、认识什么叫真神。
He appears to us and gives us His grace so we can understand, who is the true God.
所以因着神的怜悯、神的恩救恩呢，我们才能够看明这个事实。
By God's grace and salvation, we can see this truth.
又加上我们今天领受了神所应许的圣灵。
And now we have additionally received the Spirit, the Holy Spirit of God.
我们就可以很明白的知道，这些假神偶像，它能够发出的那力量是从哪里来的。
And then we can clearly understand where the idols have such power.
但是这些偶像所带给人的好处，基本上都只是地面上的这些事情而已。
But the benefits that idols bring to men are usually material.
但最后其实都是要导致人灭亡。
In the end, they will cause destruction.
因为邪灵魔鬼最终的目的就是要破坏神的工作。
Because the goal of Satan and evil spirits is to destroy the work of God.
要让所有神所创造这些人都跟他一同灭亡。
It is so that all the people created by God will be destroyed with him.
所以这个偶像呢，当时候让整个百姓的心都不见了。
So these idols cause destruction of the Israelites' hearts.
那当时候人家国家里面充满偶像，要怎么信仰要怎么可能复兴起来呢？
if the whole land was surrounded by idols, how then could they have initiated a spiritual reformation?
耶西亚王他就下令要把所有的偶像除掉。
King Josiah made a determination to destroy all the idols.
因为当偶像除掉之后，人才有可能真的去认识真神。
After destroying all the idols, then men could come to understand the true God.
也才能够跟这位创造天地的真神发展出真正亲密的关系。
And they can begin a true intimate relationship with the Creator and who's God.
这是为什么今天在我们教会里面啊，所有新受洗到神的这个家庭里面的人，每一个家庭都要把偶像除掉。
This is why all those who are new believers must destroy all the idols in their homes.
我们过去可能有不一样的信仰。
In the past, we may have had a different faith.
但是当我们认识了这位真神以后
，But after we have come to know the true God,
我们就是唯独敬拜这位真神。
We will worship Him only.
那所有的这些跟异教的信仰有关系的这些东西物品都要把它除掉。
All the objects having a relationship with other faiths must be destroyed.
这件事情约西亚王他做得很彻底。
He made Josiah made a thorough destruction of these idols.
那这也就是为什么今天其实到最后犹大国的末期，我们看到一线光辉了，就是说在灭亡之前，他发出了一道光，那就是看到说这个国家的一线希望。
And this is why in the ending of the kingdom of Judah in the dark period, there is a glimmering light that is Josiah.
今天我们要复兴我们的信仰，我们一定要把我们内心里面这些很多无形的偶像也除掉才可以。
If we want to revive our faith, then we must destroy all these intangible idols.
今天在这个社会里面有太多无形的偶像。
There are too many intangible idols in this society.
有些其实上是不知不觉当中就放在我们的心里面的。
And unknowingly, we put them into our hearts.
有时候是因为这个社会的影响。
It might be because of the effect of society.
因为这个社会每天都用很多不同的信息、广告，要让我们追求这个世界的东西的。
The society broadcasts news and advertisements to attract our hearts.
所以要复兴信仰，要除偶像。
If we want to revive our faith, we must destroy idols.
今天金钱是不是我们的偶像？财富
？Is money our idol?
名声地位，这些学问是不是我们的偶像
？Is status and knowledge our idol?
有一些看得见的人啊，这些所谓的明星，这些球星是不是我们的偶像
？Are people stars our idols?
因为最近又开始在打球了。
Recently,
世界杯开始在踢球了。
The World Cup began.
小弟从巴西回来就发现很多人真的是很疯狂。
I've just returned from Brazil and have seen,
这个球星他是有名的球星走在路上真的好多人在跟呢。
I have seen how crazy people can become, and I have seen people following these athletes.
把一些人捧得像神一样。
They have raise people to the status of God.
那很自然的，很有些球迷就什么事情所言所行穿戴就会跟随这个人。
And they will start dressing like these athletes.
那这些商业机构也很乐意的去推广这样一个潮流，然后促进这些商品的畅销。
Businesses and corporations are also very eager to exploit this.
所以我们要很小心的不要被这个社会的潮流影响了。
So we must be careful not to be affected by the trends of society.
除了偶像之后
，After we have taken care of the idols,
列王记下的22章就要讲他开始要修理圣殿。
Second Kings chapter 22 mentions that he has begun repairing the temple.
我们现在看回来列王记下22章的第三节。
Let's turn to Second Kings 22:3.
是耶西亚王第18年的时候，他开始去修理圣殿这件事情。
Verse 3, and in the 18th year of King Josiah, he began to repair the temple.
那他要修理圣殿要把一些圣殿毁坏的地方把它补好，他需要有一些经费。
And in order to repair the areas which have been previously destroyed, he must have financial aid.
所以王他就发起这个运用百姓所奉献的这些钱呢、金银呢，来做修理圣殿的经费。
And so he initiated a donation from the offerings of the treasury.
那他把这些钱呢，就交给在圣殿里面办事。那些办事很诚实的人就把这个经费交给他们去运用了。
And he sent the money to people in the temple who are honest.
所以第三节一直到第六节都在讲他这个修理圣殿的过程。
And from verse 3 and to verse 6, it talks about the process of repairing the temple.
他能够修理圣殿的关键就是这里面办事人都是非常诚实的。
And the key point to how he was able to repair the temple is because it was entrusted to honest people.
那要修理圣殿，他现在就要有一些材料。
To repair the temple, he must have materials.
他用这些金银呢，去购买了很多的这些石头、木头啊，以及一些瓦，就是修理圣殿所需要的这些物质。
And he used money to purchase timber, hewn stone, and other materials to repair the house.
你看，今天我们要修理神的殿哈，需要经费。
If we want to repair the temple of God, we must have financial aid.
需要材料。
We must have materials.
我们当然物质的殿，这是一样的，跟列王记所记的是一样。
Of course, in the physical temple is same as Second Kings chapter 22.
但是今天其实我们今天要复兴信仰，最重要的不是这个物质的殿。
But the most important key in spiritual revival is not the physical temple.
我们每一个人信仰，就好像神的这个殿一样，我们的身体就是神的殿。
Each man's faith, each man's body is like the temple of God.
所以圣经说，我们的身体是神的殿，是神所住的，圣灵所住的所在。
The Bible tells us that our bodies are temples of God and dwelling place of the Holy Spirit.
当我们愿意来寻求神，
Once we are willing to seek God.
当我们已经把这个偶像除掉，
Once we have destroyed the idols.
接下来我们要来把我们这个神的殿好好的把它修饰整齐。
We must repair the temple.
那要修一整齐，一定要有材料。
In order to repair the temple, we must have materials.
所以我们的身，我们的心就是神的殿。
Our hearts are the temples of God.
所以哥林多前书特别提到说，我们身体是神的殿。
First Corinthians mentions especially that our bodies are the temple of God.
我们现在看哥林多前书第六章。
Let's turn to First Corinthians chapter 6.
哥林多前书第六章。
First Corinthians chapter 6.
第六章。我们看第十五节哈。
Let's look at verse 15.
哥林多前书第六章，第六章第十九节，对不起，十九节。
Verse 19.
请读十九节。
Verse 19. Or do you not know that your body is a temple of the Holy Spirit who is in you, whom you have from God? And you are not your own.
二十节。
20. For you were bought at a price. Therefore glorify God in your body and in your spirit, which are God's.
这里特别强调说，我们的身子是神圣灵的殿。
He emphasizes that our bodies are the temple of the Holy Spirit.
那这个既然是圣灵的殿，就是神所住的地方。
And since it is the temple of the Holy Spirit, it is also the dwelling place of God.
你看当时候约西亚他要修理圣殿的时候，他要买材料来修补。
We know that when Josiah repaired the temple, he purchased material.
我们今天这个属灵的新的神的圣殿呢，我们的那个材料就是神的真理。
For our spiritual temple of God, the materials is the truth.
今天我们要真的复兴我们的信仰，我们一定要有这些材料，就是有这些真理做材料，才有办法把这个信仰建立起来的。
To repair the spiritual temple, we must have spiritual material that is the truth in order to establish it.
所以我们领受越多的真理，那么我们今天这个神的殿在我们的心里面就会越坚固，越牢靠。
And the more spiritual truth we receive, then the stronger and the firmer our spiritual temple will become.
我们真的是能够把神的这个荣耀把它彰显出来。
then we can manifest the glory of God.
因为当初所罗门他建圣殿的时候，神是这样子跟他应许的。
When Solomon built the temple of God, God promised him.
他说：“你这个高大的殿，我看见，我接受。”
He said, "I have seen the great temple that you have built, and I have received it."
这是我立民的居所。
This is my dwelling place.
我的心，我的眼，时常看顾。
My heart and my eyes will be in this place.
所以今天我们要修补我们的圣殿，就是我们心里面这个殿。
When we are repairing our spiritual temple, that is our hearts.
有时候我们的心会有一些破口。
We might have holes.
那这些破口要怎么把它补起来
？How do we mend these holes?
要用真理来把它修补。
We must mend them with the truth.
所以今天有我们的心，有时候是因为贪爱世界而迷失，而失落的。
Sometimes our hearts become lost because we lust after the world.
因为在何西阿书第四章这样写。
Because in Hosea chapter 4 it tells us.
我们查过了何西阿书第四章。
We have studied Hosea.
何西阿书第四章的十一节。
Hosea chapter 4 verse 11.
说奸淫和酒跟新酒会夺去人的心呢。
It says that harlotry, wine, and new wine enslave the heart.
那这个就好像我们的这个心里面这个属灵的圣殿有破口。
It is as if our hearts have holes.
所以你看这些奸淫酒跟新酒，就是肉体的享受、眼目的情欲啊，这些我们追求的这些物质东西啊，会让我们的心破掉的。
And harlotry, wine, and new wine are like the lust of the eyes and lust of the flesh, and it will cause holes in our hearts.
要怎么修补起来？就要有这个真理。
How do we mend them? It is through the truth.
有真理之后，我们才有办法真的看明什么叫做有价值。
Only when we have the truth can we truly see what has true value.
所以约西亚王他接下去的第三个步骤就是修理圣殿。
So,
买材料修理圣殿。
The third action taken by King Josiah was to repair the temple.
好，圣殿修理完之后呢，第四个。
After he repaired the temple.
他就是要聆听神的律法。
He listened to the law of God.
我们现在看回来列王记下二十二章。
Let's turn back to 2 Kings chapter 22.
在修理圣殿的时候，这个大祭司希勒家是找到一本神的律法书。
In the process of repairing the temple, Hilkiah the high priest found the book of the law.
这本律法书后来就转交到这个约西亚王的手上。
And he gave the book to the king.
他的秘书在他面前宣读神的律法书。
His secretary read it.
那第二十二章的第十一节特别提到说，王听见律法书上的话就撕裂衣服。
In verse 11, it says that when the king heard the words of the book of the law, he tore his clothes.
因为他对照律法书上所写的、所说的，跟他们当时候所行的有太大落差了。
Because he saw what a great difference was there was between what the Israelites were doing and what the law required.
他当时候所找到这本律法书，应该就是那时候的《生命记》。
The book he had discovered was will be present day Numbers.
生命记哈
Deuteronomy.
那这个生命记就很明确的说明祝福跟作主的神的话语。
And in the book of Deuteronomy, it clearly tells us what actions will bring blessing and what actions will bring destruction.
当百姓离弃神的时候，作主就一定临到。
When the people leave the Lord, then destruction will follow.
我们看第十六节。
Let's look at verse 16.
神这样说：“我必照着犹大王所读的那书上的一切话，降祸给这地跟其上的居民。”
Behold, I will bring calamity on this place and on its inhabitants, all the words of the book which the king of Judah has read.
第十七节特别说是因为他们离弃我，向别神烧香。
17 especially says is because they have forsaken me and burned incense.
那所以当时候百姓。他们所做的，现在王听到神的律法书之后，哇，他整个心呢、啊，他就发现说他们离神有多远呢、啊、
？When he read the book of the law, King Josiah discovered how far away the Israelites were.
他马上反省他自己的缺失。
And he repented from his shortcomings.
他接下去就要去求问神，他是派了他的这五个人呢、啊，去问这个女先知户勒大。
He sent five people to the prophetess Hilda.
其实他当时候去问这个女先知的用意，就是要看看神能不能够再一次施怜悯，能够让他们可以存活的。
He wanted to inquire whether or not God would once again show mercy on his people.
因为他们当时候，你看他的那个动作，就是撕裂衣服，在神面前哀哭。
So what they did at the time was to tear their clothes and weep before God.
啊，所以是想要祈求神的怜悯跟赦免。
It is so that they can ask for the mercy and forgiveness of God.
可是，那个神的怒气啊，已经发作，不会止息。
But God's wrath will not subside.
但是，约西亚王他对这个神的律法所存的这个态度，神看见了。
But the attitude that Josiah held towards the law, God has seen.
所以第十八节，这个女先知要这些使者把这个信息带回去给约西亚王。
So the prophetess Huldah asked the messengers to send back this message.
哦，第十九节说，因为你心里面敬服，在我面前自卑，撕裂衣服，向我哭泣，因此我就应允了你，这是我神说的。
Because your heart was tender and you humbled yourself before the Lord, when you heard what I spoke against this place and against its inhabitants, I have also heard you.
第二十节，我必使你平平安安的归到坟墓，到你列祖那里。哦，我要降了这一切灾祸，你不会亲眼看见。
Verse 20, I will gather you to your fathers, and you shall be gathered to your grave in peace, and your eyes shall not see all the calamity which I will bring on this place.
我们这里看到，当时候这个约西亚王他本身对神的律法所存的态度。
He tells us on the attitude that Josiah had towards the law of God.
他特别说他在神面前是心里敬服，就是其实是心里很柔软的。
And before the Lord, he humbled himself.
而且是非常谦卑的。
Oh, his heart was tender, and he humbled himself.
因为他知道他们做错了。
Because he knew that he had done wrong.
所以他在神面前撕裂衣服，表明他的这个悔改的心志，向神哭泣。
So he tore his clothes. He tore his clothes before God to display his repentance.
所以因此神就特别怜悯他。
So God especially forgave him.
但是这个神的处罚，这个刑罚一定还继续，因为这个国家就是要按照神的旨意被攻灭的。
But the kingdom shall still be destroyed according to the prophecy of God.
好，那我们所以看到，可是当时候约西亚王他所表现出来的，因着神的这个律法书所提醒的，他整个心在神面前谦卑下来。
When Josiah saw the book of the law and he was reminded, he humbled himself.
那祈求神怜悯。
He asked for the forgiveness of God.
所以，其实后来我们看到神让百姓被掳，其实是出于神的慈爱。
And God allowed the Israelites to be taken captive according to His mercy.
神并不是要真的毁灭他们的。
God did not want to destroy them completely.
神是要用这个方式让他们回头。
He wanted to use this method for them to return.
好，所以约西亚王他现在得到神的这个律法书之后，他真的在神面前自卑。
Truly, Josiah became sorrowful before the Lord after he read the book of the law.
我们今天要怎么样复兴信仰？
How do we revive our faith?
我们今天一定要听到神的律法。
We must hear the law of God.
我们要用一个柔软的、谦卑的态度，在神面前祈求神的怜悯。
We must have a tender and humble heart in forgiveness before God.
如果我们可以这样子像他、像约西亚王这样子的一个态度，我们一定得到神额外的施恩。
If we can truly have an attitude like Josiah, then we will receive mercy.
那接下来第二十三章的第一节到第三节，现在王把他这个心事跟一起向百姓宣告，然后要百姓跟神一起立约。
In chapter 23, the king Josiah sent all the people to make a covenant with God.
他现在把这个神的律法书很重要的向所有的百姓宣告。
He proclaimed the book of the law to the Israelites.
要让全民一起在神面前存这样的心志来祈求神的怜悯，来在神面前痛悔。
So the multitude can repent from their sins.And with a sorrowful heart.
所以接下去就是跟百姓一起跟神要立约。
Then the Israelites made a covenant.
也就是说，他们现在决定要怎么样改变他们的生活。
And they made a determination and decision to change their lives.
那他们的改变，接下去就反映在他们愿意来守神的逾越节。
And this decision was reflected in that they kept the Passover.
好，所以第接下去的步骤就是百姓跟所有的百姓，他们都聚集到耶路撒冷去啊，在那里守逾越节。
The multitude gathered at Jerusalem and kept the Passover.
他们照着律法所说的去行。
They kept the Passover according to the book of the law.
那这个就是他们当时候整个国家哈、哦，这个信仰啊，做一次很大很明显的回转。
And this was a very obvious transformation in the faith of the Israelites.
我们现在看二十三章《列王记下》二十三章。
Let's turn to 2 Kings chapter 23.
二十二节。
Verse 22.
请读二十二节。
Verse 22. Such a Passover surely had never been held since the days of the judges who judged Israel, nor in all the days of the kings of Israel and the kings of Judah.
那这个逾越节呢，其实是空前绝后的。
This Passover is after the Feast of Unleavened Bread.
也就是说，就是以前没有这样这么盛大，以后也没有了。
This Passover had never been held. Such a great Passover had never been held before, or nor after.
在历代志三十五章特别在描述他们当时候守逾越节的时候所带出来的喜乐。
In Chronicles, it records what great joy they had in holding this Passover.
是一个很大很大的一个全国性的活动。
It was a national event.
那这个就是信仰的大复兴。
And this was a great spiritual revival.
那所以我们从这一段历史看到，今天我们要能够让我们的信仰复兴，就是要有这些必要的因素。
And today, from today's studying, we can see that we must have these critical factors in reviving our faith.
我们一定要懂得愿意来寻求神。
We must understand how to seek God.
我们要把这个偶像除掉。
We must destroy the idols.
我们要愿意来修补我们心里面这个圣殿。
We must repair our spiritual temple.
我们愿意在神的律法、神的这个命令之前，我们的心是柔软谦卑的。
And we must have a tender and humble heart before the book of the law.
然后我们愿意采取行动，跟神立约。
And we must make an initiative to make a covenant with God.
然后一起来遵守神的这些节期，照着神的旨意行，然后一起来得到。复兴得喜乐。
Then we will keep the feast of the Lord and receive a revival.
那这样子，这个我们的信仰啊，一定会能够得到神的祝福，我们再重新得到神的恩惠。
In this manner, our spirituality will be revived, and we will once again receive the blessings and the mercy of God.
今天晚上所查的这一段，希望能够成为我们一个参考，让我们一起来改变，来一起来得福。
Hopefully, this can serve as an encouragement in order for us to revive ourselves and receive blessing.
我们一起来唱诗。
Let's sing hymn.
238首。
238.